Mishnah says, "Amachabes aner mibnei hachola shiyishan pata," and the Gemara interprets that the reason that it's permitted is because of pikuach nefesh. We're speaking about a chola shiyesh bo sakana, and the Gemara says very beautifully that the person himself represents a ner. The ner is his neshama, and better to extinguish that ner in order to preserve the ner, the neshama, that lights each person. As the Gemara says, "Mutav techaber ner shel bosav adam mipnei nero shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu." The candle that's lit on Shabbos, to extinguish that, to preserve the candle, the light that Kadosh Baruch Hu has in each person's neshama. So I wanted to just tell you a story which I once heard from the Rav, about the Rav himself. When he was a young child, very young, he was very, very ill. And Reb Chaim came together with him, Reb Moshe was present, when the doctor was once there inspecting him, inspecting this young Yosheber Beryl, when he was inspecting him on Shabbos, and Reb Chaim said, "Maybe you need more light to be able to see." And Reb Chaim told Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, "Light the candle." And Reb Moshe he stood back for a second. "It's Shabbos." So Reb Chaim said, "Ah, I'm Haaretz." And Reb Simcha Zelig was there, the Dayan of Brisk, and he said, light the candle, which he immediately did. And the Rav explained that for Cholos Yesh B'Sakona, that Oshim Kol Tzorchov, whatever is necessary for him is permitted. And that's why Reb Chaim said to light the candle. And this idea Reb Chaim extended in another context, because Reb Chaim used to paskin that a cholos yesh b'sakona, that he should eat on Yom Kippur, you should not just feed him, as our meaning is, pochus pochus mikashir, as in Shulchan Aruch, but you should feed him, if he is a cholos yesh b'sakona, you have to feed him whatever he needs, because osin l'kol tzorko, so that's also doicha Yom Kippur. And Reb Chaim said that when the Gemara says, and that says in Shulchan Aruch, pochus pochus, is he's not yet a cholos yesh b'sakona. Just if he has a heart condition, if he doesn't eat, he may become very ill. But if he's already sick, then we do everything for him, kol tzorko. And the Rav said that when Reb Chaim gave different rules to his, when Moshe became Rav in Rosh Sein, his first Rabbonus, he gave him several things, but he said three things he told him. He said, first of all, the job of the Rav is to care about the most desperate people in society, the Almona, the Yosam, those are the ones you have to care about. And the other thing he told him is, you should paskin like me, that if it's a cholos yesh bo sakana, machilim lo so, that when you feed him, kol tzorko, feed him whatever he needs, not pochus pochus mikashir.